Hi guys, welcome back to the Grow With Jazz podcast. I'll be bringing you fitness education with practical application. And in this episode, we are going to be discussing how you decide the best training split for you and your goals. So a training split is quite literally just how your training is divided up across the week. It divides your volume into sessions. And so I'm going to work through it's three or four points that you want to be clear on to help you decide what split is going to be right for you. And the first place you really need to start is being clear with your training frequency. So how many times are you going to be training in the week? This is going to narrow down your choices. So that is the first place I would start, training frequency. And oftentimes that'll be, you know, what's practical for you. You know, how many times can you realistically make it to the gym? There is no need to say, okay, I want to be in the gym as much as possible 7 days a week. But, you know, for a lot of people, that might be three times, four times, some people five times a week tends to be a relatively kind of, you know, normal spread at or kind of frequency of training across the week. And the next thing you really need to get clear on is your priorities. Is your main goal muscle growth or getting as strong as possible in the powerlifts? Or training for a half marathon? Be clear what you care about the most. And then you need to get specific. If your goal is muscle building, which muscle groups are you most focused on? If there's a particular lift you'd like to get really good at, maybe. Do you want to get your first bodyweight pull-up? We can't do every physical goal all at once. And so it's a good idea to be specific about your priorities, things you care about the most, because we've got this finite amount of time, we've got a finite amount of energy, resources, recovery capabilities, and that kind of thing. And so you need to be, you know, narrow them down to the things you're most focused on. And the next thing we can then think about is practicality and your actual life. Maybe you only have 30 minutes to train because you train on your lunch break, or you have to train 3 days in a row back to back, so that might impact kind of what training split you choose. So think about the practicality of when you're doing the training sessions across the week, how long you have to train, etc. From there, with those kind of three things in mind, so the frequency, your priorities, and kind of practicality considered, let's discuss some good potential options for your training split. If you trained twice a week, my recommendation would probably be either two full body sessions. You could do one upper body session and one lower body session. You could split it up further. You could do something like full body push, which would be kind of quads, squatting patterns, shoulders, triceps, all your pushes. And then you could do full body pull, so deadlifts, your rows, your pull downs. So that's going to be like back, hamstrings, glutes, and that kind of thing. So again, you know, there's kind of three options for you. I'll kind of talk about at the end in terms of which is best, but that there are some things that could work. If you trained kind of 3 days per week, you could do three full body sessions. You could do upper lower full body. That's one that I quite like. If you know, when you were thinking about your priorities, you decided, yeah, my lower body is a big focus for me, you could do two lower sessions, one upper session. If it was the other way around and your priority was upper, you could do two upper, one lower. You could also do something like push pull legs if you had an upper body focus as well, because you're doing a whole push session, a whole pull session, so they're both upper body, then one lower body session. If you train four times per week, I quite often program two upper, two lower. You could do two full body, upper, lower. But you know, when you start doing something like that, you might need to consider how those sessions could impact each other throughout the week. So if you're doing two full body sessions, an upper session and a lower session, it means that at least kind of once you're going to be training a muscle group or similar muscle groups that you trained the day before. So you've got to have a bit of a think about how that might potentially interfere with each other. For males who maybe have, like, often tend to have a more upper body, you know, they care more about upper body, they train chest a little bit more and that kind of thing, I've got some men doing kind of push pull legs upper for that kind of large emphasis on the upper body. And finally, if you're resistant training five times a week, you could go for three lower, two upper. You could go for three upper, two lower. Push, pull, upper, to lower. There's lots of ways you can kind of divide that up. When it comes to lower body sessions in general, I sometimes split lower up into maybe like a glutes and hamstring session and a glutes and quad session, which can be, you know, a nice way to kind of shake things up. And I guess with those examples, the next question is, okay, well, which one out of those shall I go for? There's just probably not that much in it. Some people like training similar movements and muscle groups in the same day because it keeps them focused. So some people might like a pull session where they're doing lots of rowing, lots of pull downs, just training kind of back and biceps and that kind of thing. Whereas some people prefer more variety within a session, and they might prefer a full body session or, you know, a full upper session where they're training a number of different patterns, different muscle groups. Some people might find they're more productive in exercises if they haven't already done those similar movement patterns before, because obviously, you know, if we take pull, for example, this isn't to say that pull can't be good. As I said, some people really like it, but you might find that actually you do a lot of rows, you do a lot of pull downs, you do a lot of biceps, actually, because you're doing similar things with similar muscle groups, the quality or that your focus tends to drop off. So go with what you find most productive and what you enjoy, what interferes with each other less throughout the week, what suits your weekly schedule the best. But there are some examples of how it could be split up. But do remember, training splits is simply a way of dividing your volume up across the week. The more important bit is the total work you're doing, the actual lifts you're choosing, the intensity you're working at, and that kind of thing. Just a kind of extra point, if you are combining lifting with another form of training, so you're training kind of more like a hybrid approach, and maybe you run as well, for example, and that does add this kind of extra layer of consideration. As I always say, it is a good idea to be clear on which of your kind of training modalities is most important to you. For example, if lower body training is your number one priority, you're going to plan your week out so that you're as well recovered as possible for those sessions. Maybe you avoid running the day before you train lower body. Maybe you put your kind of long run far away from your lower body sessions in terms of how you split your week up. I do have a number of clients who do some kind of cardio training involved in their program, which is great for general health and a strong heart, but obviously wanting to kind of build that capacity as well. So for example, they might train four times a week. I've got quite a lot of females particularly doing kind of two lower sessions, and then they'll do two sessions that are a kind of hybrid of upper and cardio or conditioning. So where the first half of that session is kind of upper hypertrophy and strength, and then the second part would be kind of their cardio or conditioning work in whatever form that they're interested in. So some people like intervals, kind of circuit based work, whether it's kind of lifts, kind of low intensity steady state cardio, or moderate intensity steady state cardio. So the possibilities are quite endless, and as I said, training split is just a way of dividing your sessions up across the week. The work you're doing overall is way more important. One thing I do often get asked is if it's possible to build muscle and strength lifting fewer times per week. Often people say, okay, I've only got 3 days per week to train, am I still able to build muscle and strength? And the answer is hell to the yes, absolutely. With the caveat that your programming, so again, the work you're doing, it needs to be pretty spot on so that you're getting a sufficient amount of volume, you know, the different movement patterns and that kind of thing for growth of the muscles. And so whether you're really busy and you can't get to the gym more than 3 times per week, or as I spoke about earlier, you're a bit of a hybrid athlete and you incorporate the gym with other types of training as well, I do have some good news for you. Train with Jazz, which is my group training subscription, is launching a 3 day per week split, and that's going to be starting on Monday, 6th of May, which is next week. Obviously, the program is designed to optimize your training to build lean muscle and get super strong, and I've had quite a lot of requests saying, you know, I'd really love to do this, but I can only train 3 days per week. And so I thought this was would be a great opportunity for those people. And to, as I said, kind of when you're doing less, you, there's even more need to make sure you're doing, you're spending your time wisely, I guess. So it's designed to just take away all of that guesswork and make sure you're nailing that time in the gym. You get full access to my app with my educational vault of lectures, the recipe library, obviously the training program with video demonstrations. You log all your weights and reps within the app, and you also have access to the private Facebook group, which is where you can ask me questions, you can get form checks and that kind of thing. And so all of that you get for less than 80 pence per day. So yeah, I don't know if I can say much more than that, to be honest. I think it's, if you train 3 days per week and you really want to make sure you're optimizing things, it's going to be the best possible option you can go for. So if you, you know, if you're interested in that, we start on this kind of next Monday, which is the 6th of May. You'll be, if you sign up at any point this week, you'll get immediate access to the app and obviously recipe library, the educational guide, the Facebook group, etc. So that you can get ready on there, and you'll start training on Monday, and you won't be billed until Monday as well. So if you're interested, now is the time to join. Obviously it's kind of, you know, really excited to kind of be able to expand Train with Jazz to, you know, have both the 4/5 day split and also the 3 day option now as well. And obviously if you've got any questions about the program and Train with Jazz in general, just drop me an email, drop me a DM. I'm more than happy to answer. I'll leave the kind of links for a bit more information down below. Hope this episode was helpful in you kind of deciphering which training split is most appropriate for you, and I'll speak to you all again next week.